The Constitutional Bench, CB, of the Supreme Court on Thursday rejected the Sunni Ittehad Council's, SIC, objection to the formation of the bench for hearing of the review petitions against the apex court's decision of granting the reserved seats in the assemblies to the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI. In a short order, the 11-member bench, led by Justice Aminuddin Khan, allowed the live streaming of the court proceedings in the case, also requested by the SIC, and issued instruction to the IT department make arrangements in this regard. The CB dismissed three separate miscellaneous applications of the SIC, including the one pertaining to including Justice Mansoor Ali Shah, Justice Munib Akhtar, Justice Attar Meenala, Justice Shahid Wahid and Justice Irfan Sadat Khan in the bench for the hearing of the review petitions. The plea for calling a meeting of the Judicial Commission to nominate new judges to the CB after the Justice Aisha Malik and Justice Akil Abbasi declined to sit on the bench, was also rejected. The bench also rejected the plea for withholding the proceedings until decision on the 26th Amendment case. The short order of the court stated that the detailed decision would be issued later. The Constitutional Bench adjourned the hearing of the case till Monday. The Supreme Court has directed the IT department to make arrangements to broadcast the court proceedings live. Earlier during the hearing, Makhdoom Ali Khan, the lawyer of the women affected by the Supreme Court's verdict on July 12, 2024, continued his arguments. He opposed delaying the proceedings, arguing that every matter before the CB was linked to the 26th Constitutional Amendment. He argued that in view of the Article 191A of the Constitution and the Practice Procedure Act, the Supreme Court rules of 1980 did not apply to the CB. On that, Justice Jamal Khan Mendekail asked which rule was not compatible with the new constitutional amendment. Makhdoom Ali Khan replied that the 26th Amendment recognized the jurisdiction of the constitutional bench, while in 1980 the bench did not exist. After the 26th Amendment, the CB would review the case pertaining to interpretation of the Constitution. Arguing against postponing the proceedings until the Supreme Court decision on the challenges to the 26th Amendment, Makhdoom Ali Khan stated that if the application was allowed, it would open the floodgate of the similar pleas in many other cases. It was the court's prerogative to decide which case would be heard and when, adding that no one could dictate the court. Suppose if the court grants this application, then this CB would not be able to hear any other petitions until the 26th Amendment was decided. He also opined that he still considered the current CB as a 13-member bench, and not an 11-member bench, adding that a majority of 7 judges would decide on the review.